Time to show some love, actually, to mental health awareness and those who are struggling. In order to raise awareness and try and prevent suicide and support people struggling with mental health, a Unite Against Suicide March is going to be held next Saturday, the 7th of September. And in the studio with me today, I have psychological counselors Simone Faree and Kelau Uiras from Geluk Psychological Services. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you, David?
Good, thanks to yourselves.
We're good.
That's sort of a loaded question coming from a psychologist then.
Imagine.
Okay, so let's start off. This year's theme, I believe, is all about sort of changing the conversation and you know, getting people to actually open up.
Yeah.
Why is it important to foster open and honest conversations about mental health and about suicide?
Yeah, I think the theme for this year is to start the conversation. So the whole plan or the whole goal is to really openly talk about mental health, because when we talk about mental health and suicide openly, we destroy the stigma surrounding it. We eradicate the stigma, and we encourage people to also come forward and speak about their mental health. And by opening these conversations, and it creates more understanding for mental health. People feel seen and they feel heard and they feel understood, which is very important.
Why do you think there is that stigma? Why does that exist?
Well,
no. So I think that one of the reasons why I think the stigma exists is because a couple of years ago, I mean, anytime we think about mental health, we think about the more severe cases, and the stigma then related to quote unquote crazy people, you know, with the extreme cases. But mental health is so broad that it has to do with more than just, you know, the mental health cases, mental health conditions.
Yeah.
So it's more now the problem is, the issue is we're trying to break that stigma of that it's only about the serious cases, it's only about the severe cases. But it can be about anything in between, the social wellness, emotional wellness, occupational wellness, anything really that falls into kind of mental health and, you know, cognitive functioning and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously this is about a suicide prevention march, so we are kind of focusing on the extremes of it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tough question, I suppose. I'll happily put out my opinion.
Okay.
The fact that suicide is illegal in most of the world and that people can be prosecuted for, you know, trying to commit suicide, to me, that adds to the entire taboo and entire
100%, stigma. 100%. And on top of that, it seems there's a stigma around it that it's people who try, who have attempted, are weak. You know, they can't really handle life challenges. They're lazy or they're selfish. So there's a lot of like labeling words and terms that fall on suicide, apart from it also, like you said, being illegal in some states, that they're like, even if somebody does have the suicidal ideation, they're not really going to talk to anyone about it, reach out, admit it even to themselves until sometimes it's a bit too late.
Yeah, you're definitely seen as a failure in certain cultures, and I think in Namibia as well. Because, I mean, even in Namibia, if you attempt suicide, it's not successful. Successfully, private hospitals won't help you. You know, they'll send you away to state hospitals. So, definitely, did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, medical aids won't
ridiculous.
Cover it. So, definitely, here there's also a lot of stigma and taboo
surrounding it. Because it's self-induced, they can't cover it, or they won't cover it. Yeah.
I mean, we could have an entire 2-day conversation about is suicide actually self-induced if we start thinking about it philosophically. But okay, we won't go to that. Let's look then at some of those challenges faced by individuals. You're struggling. I mean, we've obviously touched on some of those challenges. The fact that you don't feel comfortable reaching out, you don't feel comfortable talking to people, to friends necessarily.
Yeah.
There's almost an entire internet meme about, you know, we say that people who tried to commit suicide were attention seeking, but when they actually asked for our attention, we didn't give it to them.
100%.
How can we provide those kind of people with the support they need? And especially if it's people that we don't necessarily know are having suicidal ideation.
Yeah, because it's a very lonely, isolating, you know, emotion and experience to go through. I think one of the ways that either individuals or, you know, companies or communities could get involved and kind of get to the situation is, like we said, starting this conversation, okay? Because even if I don't know that I'm going to use a random name, Bob, my friend is.
I know him.
even if Bob, my friend, you know, is struggling with suicidal ideation, but I'm not sure about it. The way that I handle mental health conversations in my social circles, the way that his work, you know, the wellness department, how they kind of deal with you know, if you're struggling with things, that might help and give somebody the courage to kind of seek help if they know that it's supportive, it's safe. It's a vulnerable space. They are vulnerable space, and they will be handled with care. If you hear my conversations, and I'm extremely, you know, prejudiced, and I'm extremely stigmatized, and all those kind of things, Bobby's absolutely going to keep it to himself.
I also think it really starts in your own home as well. So, you know, ask your kids how they're doing. How many parents actually do that? Or do you just go about your day? Ask your colleague who's sitting next to you, sitting across from you, ask them how they're doing. Ask them during lunchtime, because we never know what people are going through and what stories hide behind those faces. So I think if we just start small, we can actually have a big impact, because a lot of people feel like, well, what can I do? I'm not a mental health professional. But you can actually do a lot for your neighbor, basically, if you just take some time to hear them out and just to find out, like, how you're doing. Are you doing good? Are you struggling with anything lately? I think that goes a long way.
And ask it sort of genuinely, you know. Take the time to listen to the answer. Don't have it as just that cursory, like, hey, how you doing? I'm good, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to talk a bit more about the march and the resources that are available for people in a little while. But first, here's Snow Patrol. That's Snow Patrol on Nova 103.5 with The Beginning, a band that, has some very emotional lyrics and music videos, and we are dealing with emotions at the moment, and we're talking about the United Against Suicide March that's going to be held next Saturday, the 7th of September. In case you missed prior to that song, we're busy chatting to psychological counselors Simone Furi and Kilau Uiras from Geluk Psychological Services. So regarding the march itself, can you give us sort of, we know the date, the 7th of September, it's a Saturday, but the time, the place, and what basically is going to be happening?
Okay, so 7th of September, that's next week Saturday, is the day that we're actually going to do the march. It's obviously going to be before the actual World Suicide Prevention Day, which is on the 10th of September, but we're going to do it on the Saturday. It's going to start at 6 a.m. in the morning, before the Namibian sun burns through our skin. We'll start at the Ausmanplatz Park, to buy the Sneeman Circle, big, nice circle. And then we'll walk and march together all the way through until we get to Cederhof Community Park, which is literally across the Geluk Psychology Services building. So it's like just there, and that's where we're going to end off. So we try to start six. I know it's very early, but we don't want to be walking at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, Namibian sun.
Namibian sun. 100%. So that's where we want to start six in the morning.
Yeah, to avoid the traffic as well.
Yeah.
So people can also, people can also bring their posters. If they have any mental health messages on posters, they can bring that along. Bring your families. Bring everyone you want to bring. It's for free. And community members and other mental health professionals, everyone is welcome to join. And then when we arrive at the Cederhof Community Park, we are just going to have a little moment of silence for those that we have lost due to suicide, to honor those people whose lives we've lost in remembrance. And it's really a day just to celebrate mental health, but also to raise awareness for those who are struggling and to encourage those to come forward, seek help, you know.
We're also going to have, after the march, when we land, we're also going to have, we're going to sign an anti-suicide pledge. So each participant that comes, we're going to sign the pledge to help, just to kind of promote that we're standing against suicide, but also to kind of, for those that are seeking help, that those are struggling. So we're going to sign a pledge that we'll, if you want to know what the pledge is going to say, you'll have to come. I can't give you all the details right now.
Okay.
But it will be a personal commitment to help those struggling, and also to a personal commitment that you yourself make to come forward if you are struggling with suicidal thoughts.
All right. So speaking about the people that are struggling, if somebody's listening now and they'd like to reach out, I mean, we know that especially, probably worldwide, but especially in Namibia, it is sort of very difficult. I mean, I know personally, I've tried to be very, very open with my struggles and, and all of that. And I remember a period where I was in a sort of a deep, deep space. And even as someone who is let's say, privileged to. I have private medical aid. I have the resources. I can pay. You know, even just trying to find or get an appointment with the psychologist was so intensely difficult. You know, where you're sitting in that moment and you're like, I need help now, and you're telling me I can only come in 3 weeks' time. And you know, thankfully, I think I went out on Twitter or something, and I got help there. Mm. Somebody directed me to someone, and I found an amazing counselor, and you know, sort of managed to work through those things. But there are people that don't have those resources, people 100%. That can't afford private psychological, you know, counseling. Mm. What do they do? You know, is there an emergency? You know, we've got a Lifeline Childline, I know, but, you know, is there, other than that, any kind of emergency that I know now I'm in the depths of despair, and if something doesn't happen, something bad is going to happen?
Yeah, totally. Lifeline Childline, of course, that's always a number that you can call. They have counselors. It's a toll-free counseling number. And they have counselors 24 hours on standby, and they train counselors as well. So that's always an option for you. But you can also call Suicide Prevention Namibia. Shall I give you the number?
Mm, yes. You can do.
So it's 081-880-88.
Okay, so, easy enough.
Yeah, 880-88. So they can also help you if you're in a crisis mode, if it's an emergency.
And then I think there's also the option of, if we had to call the Windhoek Central Mental Health Unit, they're also an option that of course, it'll be also 24 hours. Because the issue is, like we're saying, it's not... with private psychology places, it might be maybe you're only having these thoughts at 1 o'clock in the morning, and most private places are obviously going to be closed. So, for example, even the Windhoek Central Mental Health Unit, that would be 061-203-9111.
Okay.
So just at least some options to, I think, start the conversation and to kind of like de-escalate where you are at that moment, and then from there, kind of, again, depending on your resources and everything, be directed to where you need to go.
And if you, I mean, you know, everyone's got that friend that said, like, if you're in a crisis, you know, give me a call. How does that friend sort of help? What kind of tips or you know, for anyone listening who has someone and they know that they, you know, that call might come, how do they de-escalate that situation? What do they do?
It's a good question. I like that question. I think the first thing is just to give them an ear, okay? Because the fact that they are at the point where it's so severe, where they despise all the stigma that comes around it, and, you know, seeming like a failure and looking weak, they reached out, giving them an ear. So actively listening, letting them kind of vent and go through and say exactly what they, and then kind of validating those feelings. We don't want to say that, oh, my life is also, you know, just be strong. Just kind of letting the moment be about them, and kind of creating that safe and space for them to be vulnerable and say exactly what's happening, whether you understand what they're going through or not. That's not your job at the moment. Your job is to de-escalate. So the first thing I would say is kind of just giving them that ear.
Yeah, and I also think if you can send someone to their house so they're not alone, you can send the police to their house as well. I know it sounds very extreme, but I mean, when we're talking about possibly someone like dying, someone losing their lives, we have to be extreme and serious. So you can send like just the normal police to the house if you know the person's address as well. So yeah, that's also something that can be done, or you can go to the house as well, because the friend is also not a trained mental health professional, so they can't take all responsibility on themselves. So also send the police if you need to send the police, and they will go and check out. And yeah, the police are used to cases like that as well, so they do cater for those emergencies.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for chatting to us. And that is the United Against Suicide March next Saturday, the 7th of September, starting at 6 a.m. from Snyman Circle. If you, I can only even say, like, if you know someone, everybody knows someone, whether you know that person or not. So get there, Snyman Circle, next Saturday, the 7th of September.